Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, first love.
Because, you know, you're young, you don't know much in this world, and you think you know everything.
Gonna forget how you felt. I think that's a feeling. Are we ever gonna get that feeling again?
Love is one of the most profound emotions known to human beings. There are many kinds of love, but most people seek its expression in romantic relationship with a compatible partner. And that is according to PsychologyToday.com. But what about first love? Do you remember the sparkles and how you felt? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. I want you back. And it's time now to welcome to our show my colleagues, Beverly Covington. Welcome aboard, Beverly.
Thank you very much. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
And we also have Sarafilu Hashim.
It's been a while, but it's good to be back.
All right. And of course, it's good to have you back. Welcome back, Kathy Stanley.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite. Always a pleasure to be here anytime.
We all know first love has so many things coming with it, but it depends. Some people, it affects them in a positive way, and some people in a negative way. So I had a chance to speak to Honeymoon Al-Jabri from Tanzania, and I wanted to know her take.
Oh, my God. You know, you can't believe it was... Because, you know, you're young, you don't know much in this world, and you think you know everything.
Right.
You meet this person and you feel like, oh my God, this is my husband. This is everything. And a little you know, that is just like a drive-through. You're in McDonald's.
It's just
you have
through.
All the buffet yeah. coming through.
You have no idea what is coming next, huh?
Yeah, you have no idea. You know, you men.
Okay, why are you blaming your man? What is wrong about men?
You're a little bit creatures.
Men, I think, are good people. What's wrong? The only difference I know is that men, as the saying goes, are from Mars and women from Venus. That's all, but men are good people.
Oh, no. I mean, you know what? I still remember this person I loved dearly.
Uh-huh.
And 15, 20 years later, every time I still have a little butterflies when I see him. And he's already moved on. He has life and
really?
Everything.
Wow.
And here I am. I'm still longing, at least, for like one day he'll say something. But
wow.
You know what? It's just a dream. First love is a special thing. Like, not everybody experiences it.
Yeah, it's a very special thing. You're right about that. It's really special. It's different. It's everything. Now I want to know, when you're in this first love, do you think it does affect you in a positive way or maybe in a negative way? Or why? What do you think?
I think both.
Okay.
Because
why is that?
Negative way, I'm still searching the same person in different people, and I end up to get the same result, which to be dumped. Mm. And positive, you have already experienced what love is.
Mm.
Negative, you're still searching. You know, I'm going to refer a stupid thing, because they say, like, when you start a drug, you usually trying to find the feeling that you felt the first time.
Right.
And that's why you keep doing it, but you'll never find it. It's the same thing with love. You try to experience what you have or what you had.
And that's what I was trying also to find out. Is that, does that mean first love is also addictive?
Yes, I think yes. And believe me, first love, it doesn't have to be the first one.
Okay.
Be the second person or the third or the fourth human being you met and end up to be your first love.
So it can happen even, you mean, in like old age?
Yes, because maybe if you have never loved somebody anyhow from, let's say, your 20s, it's passed by. You
right.
didn't get that. On your 30s, it's went through. Mm-hmm. When you're 40s, then you meet this perfect stranger.
Mm-hmm.
That turn your world around and be like, this is my first love.
Oh, my. I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honeymoon Al Jabri. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing first love. Now, I want to ask you people in the studio here, my colleagues, do you agree that love is imprinting? But also I want to know, do you think that first love can have a positive effect or sometimes a negative effect? How does it work? And maybe if I start with you, Miss Covington. Maybe you can give us your experience. What do you think about first love?
I don't know how much experience I have, but I'm going to say this. I think it can be positive on one note, and then I think it can be negative on another note. Because if you have it and it doesn't quite work out for you, then that can make it negative. But on the positive note, I mean, it can just influence your day-to-day life and how you feel like you're dancing on flowers and just up on the cloud.
Flowers, I like that.
And, you know, I mean, it can yeah. change the way that you feel. I mean, knowing that you always have somebody that that has your back and that, you know, that looks forward to doing the things that you do is good. But when you say first love, I was thinking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. And I said, who is my first love?
Okay.
And I'm going to have to say that my first love was my firstborn son.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think that that's when I really fell in love.
Okay. So in like intimate settings, you've never thought of how you went through a first love at all?
I mean, I have.
But you have,
I mean,
okay.
They come and they go. My son's okay. still here.
All right. That's
I mean,
different,
even though
right?
I have other kids, it's like my first experience having a child was like, that was just my best first love.
It wow.
was. Well, if you want to okay. talk about men, maybe I'm still looking for my first love.
Exactly.
I'm still looking for my really first love with that. Because
with
once
that.
They taint you, you don't want to be bothered with
not
them.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore, no.
Well, Safilu maybe has a different direction. Because Safilu is a single man. He just came back from Nigeria not too long ago. And Sofilo is still searching, too, for that love. So maybe, Sofilo, let us know your experience. How was your first love, if you had a chance to a first love at all in your life, my friend?
Like you say, I'm searching, you know?
Okay.
So I think I haven't had it yet. No, I'm still looking. I'm searching everywhere, you know?
Okay.
Well, I don't want my fiancée to hear that.
Exactly. You've been in trouble, my friend.
I'm just joking, you know. Yeah. Well, I'm in love with my fiancée right now.
Okay.
And get her ready to marry her very
wow.
soon.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, you know, I offer her my love. You know, she's one of my love. But
right.
I wouldn't say she's the first love.
Okay.
Like, the first time I saw a woman, I fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Really, she's not. I've been to money before. Mm-hmm. Never walk out.
Wow.
Like Bible, you say, they come and go.
Mm.
And when they're gone, I guess they just wipe everything out.
Yes.
You go with it.
Exactly.
You just go with it, you know? Absolutely.
Okay. How about Kathy Stanley? You tell us, Kathy. Yes. You might have experience with these things and oh, what it is.
Yes. You know, yes. your first love. I'm just.
How do you feel when that happens anyway? Because is it a different experience altogether?
Well, I think it's something that's powerful. I think it's a powerful experience. I think it's something that's unforgettable.
Right, unforgettable.
I mean, your first love, you're never gonna forget that person. I think
right.
you're never gonna forget how you felt.
Mm.
I think that's a feeling. Are we ever gonna get that feeling again other than your first love? I mean, when you say, hey, this is my first love,
mm-hmm.
are you ever gonna have that same feeling again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I remember when I was speaking to one of my our interns here, we were discussing about this, and she put the question right back on me. And I said, you know what? It's hard to say
yeah.
how that happened for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
But all I do remember on my side with my experiences, when I saw this person, my heart just skipped a bit.
And that means that you're
lost. And I'm like, wait a minute, what is happening to me? I don't know, but this person is just different from everybody else.
I guess you danced on the flower.
That's just what it means. And that's what I mean by unforgettable. You don't
okay.
get that person.
Yeah.
And sometimes right. you want to get that feeling back. So
exactly.
You want to go search for your first love again.
Yes.
But how can you describe this feeling?
Yeah.
How can you explain that feeling?
Sometimes it's hard to explain.
Maybe every love is your first love.
I don't know, right?
It's like,
as long as you're happy, you know?
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. As long as you're happy.
Second love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But as you long have, like, your first love, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because, and you know what? This is, like Beverly said, some people are like, when I very first time loved a man, I did A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I have a man, but I don't do the same.
Yeah.
So there's a difference.
A didn't work, so I'm going to go to B.
Exactly.
That doesn't work. We're going to keep knocking those alphabets out. Yes.
So look,
yes.
Like the first love, you do some things that you yes. probably have never thought before that you'll be doing
yes,
in your life.
Yes, you do.
Well, hold it right there. First love is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari. In the Washington studio with Beverly, Serafilu, and Kathy. Right now, we are discussing first love. First love is powerful. It builds up. It can tear us apart. And that is according to Dr. Stephanie Sakisbu. And the other question I want to pose to you guys, is it also addictive? And I also spoke to our intern, Nicole Ebanks, and I wanted to know her experience with first love. Let's listen.
Okay, first, I've had crushes prior to this person.
Okay.
But I think I had just moved to this new neighborhood. I was a 8th grade, junior high,
mm-hmm.
and we became friends, but I didn't feel anything. But after a while, you know, we sat next to each other in class, but eventually we just used to crack jokes with each other, talk about certain things, and then I started to develop feelings for this person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they felt the same way. To this day, I can kind of see that they probably did at one point, but there was just something about them after a while that I couldn't mm-hmm. escape, that I always wanted to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
I never told them this. Even my friends knew
mm-hmm.
who he was, but I didn't confide in my friends
you
to even
because
tell
you couldn't.
Them, right? I was like,
I can't say anything.
Because if my friends do know, they probably will tell him, and I don't know how he feels.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing is just rejection.
Okay.
You know, so that
wow.
was one thing.
That was him scary.
But the funny thing is, this same person, mm-hmm. me and them, we went to high school together. We went off to high school together, but mm-hmm. for some reason, I couldn't speak to them again.
Really?
We didn't have any fights, any arguments, but for mm-hmm. some reason, every time I would see them, I just blank stare, nothing.
Wow.
And I don't know why, to this day, I keep thinking back to it.
And it was just like an automatic,
yeah.
total rejection. And you didn't even force it, it just happened, right?
Right. I still like them. I still mm-hmm. like them. I did confide in one friend at that point, but I don't know what it was.
Something. We don't know. That's
right.
What you call first love.
Right. There we go. I guess that's it. I see now. Yeah.
You see now?
Yeah.
Because it happens just mm-hmm. within yourself and you can just you cannot control it.
Yeah.
You know? It is just there. And some people say, you know what? This first love is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just have its own way, its own feelings, and it's just different. And
yeah.
you know, when you look back, you say, you know what, that's what it is.
Mm.
And I don't know for men and women now, because as for me, I remember growing up, every boy in the neighborhood is like, okay, you like somebody, tell them, don't get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And we consider ourselves brave, so to speak, and you could go and confront them and tell them. So I think for you that is a great experience, and it's just different from everybody, I guess.
It is. Everyone has their own story.
And I think someone said also that first love can shape somebody. What do you think?
I think negatively, because it may have been a bad experience.
Okay.
Maybe fear of rejection, or they had a relationship but it just didn't work out. Positively, it worked out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This person probably ended up being their long life partner, wife, husband. So, based on the circumstances.
Thank you, Nicole Ebanks. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing first love. And now, back to the studio. Back to you, Beverly.
Oh, about what? Is it addictive? Now,
tell me about it. Yeah. Is that so?
I wouldn't say that just first love is addictive. I would say any type of love that you have is addictive. You know, so maybe not just your first love, but I mean, it may set a pace for how you go about any of your love life in the future, anything after that. But I guess I'm just guessing that every love is addictive because I love chocolate, so yeah, I'm addicted.
You're addicted to chocolate, too.
I love a lot of things that I'm addicted to. So, yeah, in my opinion, yes, okay. It can be very addictive.
It can
love
be.
In general.
Is love in general. Addictive. Okay. And maybe there's some guys that discussed with me before, and they said, you know what? Man always remembers the very first love. But I think women do the same, isn't it? But I want to pose this to Sofrilo. When you move on to the next love, do you still have those memories? Are they that very special that it won't go away?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I remember something. When I was, I believe, 7 or 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
I have a crush.
Mm.
Like, I still remember how I feel that day. Seriously.
Vividly,
like,
right?
Everything I do, I can just, I think it's the first time I ever feel that way.
Okay. Right.
Like, till today, I can remember. It wow. just, I can't describe the feeling.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
just making me happy.
Just a special feeling.
Her, just special feeling. If I heard her voice.
Now, does it make you, some people would say, I don't like those feelings, especially when I see that person, it makes me sad because if it didn't work out. Some people are like, for you, it's okay.
It's
no
okay.
problem with it.
No problem. I just.
What about you, Kathy? Is it a man thing, Kathy?
Oh, no. I think it's. Okay. It's, I think it goes yeah. two ways.
All right.
It's a twofold yeah. thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You want to stay positive, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And if he was a good guy, I mean, you guys would probably still be in touch if he was a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true,
absolutely.
True. Yeah.
Staying in touch.
Don't want to stay in
but
touch.
But your current love wouldn't like that.
No, I don't want to stay in touch. No, let me make that clear. I don't want to stay in touch.
With that.
Kathy disagrees with that. Can you believe it? Tell me why do you disagree with it.
Well, because I think you can stay friends.
Okay.
Stay really good friends.
Nothing wrong to be friends.
There's nothing wrong with
something
care.
Some does, you know.
That mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you still want to, you know, go out with mm-hmm. them or date them. Mm-hmm. But you still love that person.
Because someone may have moved on, but still just want to stay friends.
Yeah, exactly. That happens a lot.
So you guys a different don't love now.
Beverly doesn't do
I
that.
Really you don't think I don't really keep in touch with the ex. They're
I
an ex
think I
really. I don't know. I know me. I mean, I respect them and I can care about them from a distance, but I really don't care to continue on, especially if something went down. No, I'm good.
How women can think differently.
Exactly. You see, that's what I was saying. Absolutely. Women can think so different from men sometimes.
More positive. So that, you know, it depends on your experiences also.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah.
But let me ask you something. It could be a bad experience, but can't you forgive it all?
I can forgive, but I don't need to see it every day.
No. Well, that means she forgive, but she didn't forget.
Yeah,
no, I really do see your point. It wasn't a good relationship.
Yeah.
I can understand your point.
Oh,
but if it was a good relationship, I mean, that's how it starts, being a good friend.
Exactly.
So if you're a good friend in the beginning, then you're going to be a good friend in the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really?
Good friend from a distance.
Stay away from the distance.
But and like I said, it just depends because her experiences have probably been different. I mean, everybody goes through different experiences, so it
right.
depends on how it affects you, how you want to, you know, you have to make a decision in your life if you want to continue with it or have any part of it or no part of it. So, you know,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And okay. Kathy's very sweet, so
so she can do that.
She's good. She's really good. She's such a sweetheart.
Okay, Beverly, hold it. Okay, Beverly, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be right back.
Celebrate the sounds of Africa today, yesterday, and tomorrow. That's our mission in your show, Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. Join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC and discover the best Pan-African music in the world. We play it all right here. Only the best on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Well, another question I have. There's this philosopher, George Bernard Shaw, and he says, first love is only a little foolishness and a lot of curiosity. Now, is this something you agree with? Or you think it comes in your mind at all?
A lot of foolishness.
Uh-huh.
And a little curiosity.
Yeah.
What you're saying?
A little foolishness.
And a lot of curiosity.
A lot of curiosity.
Okay. It's like the unknown.
First, so. Yeah. Okay. You're going to a world you have never experienced before.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like what I told you. For me, that's what I think. Yeah. When I saw this young lady, my heart just skipped a beat. And I'm like, wait a minute. My heart is pounding. Why is it pounding? What is wrong with me?
And that's because it's a feeling that you never had before.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's why your first
it's
love
first.
Is so great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the first.
So where is this lady now?
It's unknown.
Okay.
Maybe it just depends on how you are. Maybe that's how it was for him. I would agree with the curiosity part because, like, you know, you've never been there before. So you want to know. You're probably confused about how should you feel.
Okay.
You know, and then you probably examine how you are feeling because, I mean, everybody takes it so differently.
Right.
You know? But it should always be a good feeling.
But haven't you heard this when you tell your parents, for instance, I love him. He's my boyfriend.
Oh.
And your parents are like, you don't know what you're talking about, okay?
That right
is that no part of foolishness?
You,
okay, good.
That right now, yes.
You see that, right?
I say, no, that's not love, no.
That's baby love. Happy love.
Happy love.
Oh,
right?
God, yes, I'm going through that. No.
Oh, you are? Oh, yes. That's tough. Oh,
that's a heartbreaker right there.
It is, right?
It is.
But you can't pick who they love, who they first love. So,
yeah.
So it's really strange because then, I mean, I can kind of remember like a first love, but then when I think about my kids now that they're grown and their first love, it looks really different being on the other side because now my eyes are wide open.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's not love.
That's an experience.
Yes. That is not love.
That's an experience.
Like, that one's not love.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. So that's my experience.
And so Philo has a whole different experience now. He's trying to get married. He's like, oh my God. But there was at some point I felt this way, but now I'm getting married.
That's a good
it's
thing.
It's true, you know.
But it's always a good thing, you know, when you're in that area, right? Isn't it?
Always a good thing.
Yes.
You know, when I first met my fiance, I just feel she's the one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know.
The first time you put your eyes on her.
Can
you believe that?
Really? I just know
wow.
it. Seriously,
that is
I know
so sweet.
It.
Yeah.
I can see her. I can.
Love
I
at
can
first
live with
sight.
Her. Seriously. Aww. I can live with her. So I know it.
You knew it right there.
I know it.
Soon as you laid your eyes,
go for it.
Like this is the one.
This is the one. Seriously,
I'm telling you.
I like that.
That's he's the man.
Really sweet. Yeah, he's the man. He's the man.
And there's a magic, you know, to these things.
I know
the way you feel.
Yeah, that
you can
true.
Tell
you
can. What it is.
Yeah,
it's just
you can't even describe.
You can't even describe. So this magic is what we call sometimes a first love. And it is so sweet because it's magic.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
And it feels good,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Does it feel
more.
Good?
It must want more, yeah.
More.
More and more
you're
and
right,
more.
Right.
Yes.
And that is why I say some people, it affects them positively, I think. And some people negatively. But I think they say, there's this other philosopher saying, men always want to be a woman's first love.
I agree so. With that.
You agree with that?
Yeah, because of
really
ego. It's an ego thing.
It is.
Yeah, it's an ego thing. It's the
you
first.
You always want to be the best and the best.
And I think,
memorable.
So Phil, I think you know better than this. when we sit in groups growing up as men, you boast and you feel like you're a very special guy. Like,
course,
guess what?
I
am the first love.
That's right.
I am the first, you know?
That's right.
It's true.
I think that's what it is.
It's true.
Does that mean that you're special?
That's what men think, right?
Of course. We're always special. Always think we're special.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Hey. And my father would always say to me, let the game come to you.
Oh, really?
All the time.
Wow, what is this supposed to mean? Let the game come to you.
Let the game come to you. He'd always say that to me.
Let the game. Okay.
Yeah. Well, meaning, let the guy come to you.
Okay.
Don't chase. You chase after a guy, he's going to run. It's like a dog runs. You know, you chase after
a dog.
That's true.
Don't chase after a guy.
Yeah.
Let him come
to
you.
That's true.
It's okay.
That's
men don't... We always chase anyway.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But
we always do that.
Yeah. Maybe one at a time would be nice. Yes.
Beverly.
Keep it real.
Man, now listen to Beverly. What are you telling them here?
Keep it real one at a time, please.
One at a time.
Yes.
But Beverly, after the same, men are listening and they always want one at a time. Most of them don't, you think?
With your experience, you think
they don't do that?
I'm going to say that my experience living here, no, they don't want one at a time.
Really?
No.
Now, is this, let me ask you this now. This may be a little off topic. Is this something that happens mostly in America or you think is all over?
Oh, it's all over.
It probably is. But I can only speak for the ones that I meet here. But my issue is
Phil can speak for ones in Africa.
Yeah, he can speak for them.
You're right.
Am I correct? It's all over. It doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, man is man.
And that is why, like your father said, let them chase you. Because that's what they do.
But then how many are they chasing for goodness sakes?
Maybe that's why it comes with the territory, isn't it? Let them chase because that's what they're supposed to be doing.
And they're curious.
And they're curious, right?
Going back to the curious.
The curiosity.
You know what?
You know what, Miss Covington? You are so sweet person. And I think whoever was your first love really enjoyed a lot, right? You had a great time, I'm sure.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did.
First love set the stage for your future relationship.
Aha, that's a good question I wanted to know, too.
In relationships, do you guys think that it sets the stage for that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And that's what I was trying to find out, too.
You know, it becomes just such a personal thing for you, how you feel, you know. But, I mean, of course, you want to share your life with someone, but you also want it to be a beneficial thing to you, you know. So it's an individual choice.
Individual choice. I like that. Well, hold it right there. Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
I think first loves can be good or bad, depending on the level of intensity between the two people. It's good in terms of it's the place where you finally start feeling for yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, of course, we feel for ourselves when it comes to our family members and stuff like that, but this is a whole different type of feeling for yourself. You know what I mean? You're going through these different types of emotions and feelings and intensities and hormones and, you know, it's just so many things, and it makes the good parts really good. For example, a person like me, I grew up doing those sneaky type of relationships, you know, and back home you're not allowed to date. So you have a cute little boo, you know, a boyfriend, you'd be sneaking around to go see them. You know, you guys send each other messages, writing notes and giving it to somebody else to go give it to another person so he can get it. You know, so it was cute. It was intense. So all that, it made me want to see them more, or it made me want them more. And it made the intensity was just so much more.
Thanks, Brenda Sabuni, for your comment. And that's it for our show tonight. And we lightheartedly explored first love. And I want to say and extend a big thank you to my colleagues in the house, Beverly Covington. Thank you for coming in. For the very first time, I hope you come back again.
I would love to come back, yes.
And of course, a big thank you to the new man with the new lady, Sarfid Lou Hashim.
Sunday.
Thank you for coming back, man. Especially always for that long trip from Nigeria.
Always.
But you did a good thing for yourself, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming back. And always, always our regular guest in the house. I'm so thankful to have you here in studio all the time. Kathy Stanley.
Thank you, Sunday. anytime.
And of course, a big thank you to our guests who participated over the phone, Honeymoon Aljabri and Nicole Ebanks. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday.
This